Welcome to Meet the Majors podcast series brought to you by Baylor University's Department of Career Counseling. During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Aaron Baggett, and we're joined today by Dr. Mia Moody Hall, Assistant Professor of Journalism in the Department of Journalism. Welcome, Dr. Hall.
Hi, thank you for having me here today.
What is public relations? How would you define PR?
PR is a form of communication that is primarily directed toward gaining public understanding and acceptance. It tends to deal with issues rather than specifically with products. And it usually uses publicity that does not necessitate payment in a wide variety of media and is often placed as news or items of public interest. So the difference between public relations and advertising is with advertising, you have a control product. You create an ad, then you take the ad to the newspaper and they publish the ad as is. With public relations, you write a news release and you mail the news release to the newspaper, and then you have to keep your fingers crossed and hope they write a story about the event. But if they write an article about the event, it has more credibility than the ad.
Tell us about some of the unique features your program offers to students.
Okay, the Bachelor of Arts degree allows students to explore a broad-based liberal arts degree while also learning a skills and theory-based journalism degree backed by practical experience. PR students are allowed to take a variety of classes that enable them to prepare for a career in the field. Our courses are aimed at improving their skills in writing, editing, layout and design, and PR planning. Our classes are small, and our professors are really accessible.
What types of students would you say would find themselves being a good fit in this major?
Usually the students need to be outgoing and self-motivated because PR practitioners have to be very well-rounded because you never know what you might have to do day to day.
Mm-hmm. Can you expand on some of the skills that students in this program might develop or even need going into the field?
Yes, they must be good at writing, also doing research, and they need to be well-rounded. Students need to be able to take good pictures. They need to be able to develop websites or develop newsletters. So really, you just need to be well-rounded. You need to, first and foremost, be a good writer, but then you also need to be creative, and you need to be able to pull skills from many different areas to carry out various projects.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned being able to have skills in research. What can you expand on that? Research meaning like background information or facts?
Yes,
or
that would be background information on the company, like finding out the history of the company, what they've done previously with their PR efforts, also the history of the company, some of the obstacles that they need to overcome as far as the community's perception of that particular business. You have to be able to just pull all of that information together before you can come up with a PR campaign that will be beneficial for that company.
And what are some of the research projects that you or some of your colleagues are working on in the department?
That's one of the things that we pride ourselves on is our undergraduate research. We have several faculty members who are doing research in various areas, including minorities and women in the media, the history of journalism, and many other areas. And what we usually do is we apply for grants, and if we're able to get grant money, then we're able to pay our undergraduate students to help us with research and to also get experience in research themselves. And we've been very successful. We've sponsored seminars that highlight our research, and we've also had students present at the annual Undergraduate Research and Scholars Day.
If students don't declare this major prior to starting the freshman year, is it still possible for them to graduate in 4 years?
Yes, it is very possible because most students take their basic classes that first year anyway. So if you declare journalism as a major that second year, it is very likely that you can still graduate in 4 years.
And are there any particular licenses or certifications required for this field of work or needed for advancement?
There's a voluntary certification program for public relations, and that is administered by the Universal Accreditation Board and also the Public Relations Society of America. And in order to become certified, you have to pass an exam, which is computer-based. And then if you are accredited, then you would carry the designation APR, which stands for Accredited in Public Relations.
I see. And can you give the web addresses for that, like the PRSA?
PRSA would be prsa.com. That's the premier organization in our field, so it would be very easy to track down that information.
Okay.
But once you receive that certification, that signifies that you are you have a high professional level of experience and that you're very competent. So that is considered the pinnacle mm-hmm. in our field if you have that type of certification.
Okay. And how can students best prepare for careers related to this major?
I would suggest that students, first of all, get an internship when they're a student here. That's going to be the best way to gain the skills necessary to be successful. And then they also need to take their classes seriously. They need to make sure that they acquire the skills that are necessary to succeed, and then also that they retain those skills and practice those skills. And the only way that you can retain those skills is to practice them through an internship.
Mm-hmm. And are the internships something that the department kind of helps students coordinate?
Yes, and it's required that every graduate have at least one internship. So we have one class in which students have an internship, and what they do is they go to class one day a week and then they go to their internship one day a week. So we call it a mini internship. So at the very least, they will have that mini internship. But before most of our students graduate, they have at least three internships. So it's very easy for them to get an internship in Waco because people like our students and they know our students do a good job. So we usually have people call us and ask us, do you have anyone who'd like to do this, or can you send someone out who can do this? Now, many of the internships are not paid, but they are very good because they give students skills in the areas that they need help in.
Which help them get better jobs, mm-hmm. which do pay.
Which do pay, and they can put it on their resume, and it really looks good to have two or three internships yeah. before you graduate.
Yeah, yeah. And those are typically done here in Waco, or what?
They're typically done here in Waco during the semester, mm-hmm. but during the summer, many of them go back home and they have internships in their hometown.
I see. What are some of the misconceptions about the field of public relations?
The biggest misconception is that PR practitioners are not honest. I'm sure you've heard of the term spin doctor. Many people believe that PR practitioners try to spin or try to make a company look a certain way by leaving out information or by twisting the information and not giving the full truth. And that's not necessarily true, because most PR practitioners try to disseminate the truth and they try to get the information out about the company. So if they were misleading people or leaving out information, then that would not be a very good thing.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the, speaking of jobs and internships, mm-hmm. what are some of the job titles or employers or even examples of kind of prestigious or interesting internships that some of the students have had?
Okay. The titles would include PR specialist, PR expert, or PR practitioner. And students who usually graduate, they may go on to do in-house public relations, which could be for a school district, for a company, for a nonprofit organization. And then you have those who go on to the more prestigious PR firms that hire many people, and then they represent people with various accounts. And our students have been very successful. For example, we had one student graduate this year, and she was able to get a job in Memphis, Tennessee, and she's going to be making $85,000. So we're very proud of her. And what she's going to be doing is social networking for a bookstore. And she has a title of PR expert, but she will be working on creating an image and on social networking sites.
Wow. And is that a common salary, though?
No, that's not common. I would say most students can expect to make $30,000 to $40,000 coming out of college, which is pretty good.
Which is good.
For someone with a bachelor's degree.
Sure. Are there particular areas of the country where more jobs are available in this field?
Well, you're probably going to see more jobs in the larger cities like New York or D.C., but PR jobs are everywhere because even churches have to have PR specialists. So many people are finding out that it is very important to have a good image with the public, and so now they're hiring PR practitioners. Mm-hmm. So that's the good thing about the PR field. It's only growing as people realize the importance of having a positive image.
Okay. Is there any final advice you'd like to give students who are interested in public relations and maybe listening, like information about the field? We gave them the PRSA website, maybe contact information for your department, or any other final advice you'd like to give?
Well, I would just say if you go into the field of PR, just be prepared to work hard and be prepared to write. Another misconception is that as a PR practitioner, you will work mostly on events. But usually in the beginning, you're going to write many news releases. And then in the end, you might move up and work on events or other areas in public relations. So I would just say be prepared to work hard. You need to make sure you're well-rounded. But also be prepared to be rewarded, because it is very rewarding. There are many jobs in this field, as I've said, every day. I mean, as I've said before. And then also, every day is different. So you're not bored when you're in PR, because one day you may write news releases and the next day you may take photographs. So it is very different each day. And to me, that's fun, because I don't want to sit at my desk and do the same thing every day. And the good news is that there is room for growth in the future. Many companies are hiring students right now because social networking is so hot and many of them don't know anything about it. So a lot of our students have gotten jobs just to work on a company's image for social networking. So that's the good news, that there's a lot of room for growth. So it's not like this field is going to die anytime soon. And my contact information, my email address is mia_moodyhall@baylor.edu for anyone who has questions. And our department is located in Castelaw, which is right across the street from the Moody Library. And we have many professors on hand who would be more than happy to talk to students and answer questions.
We'd like to thank our guest today, Dr. Mia Moody Hall, and like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Meet the Majors podcast.